We're starting now to participate in the instruction of the catechumens. So the first reading is all about the water that came from the side of the temple, which is really what? The Spirit who came from the side of Jesus. And so we're being prepared to understand God's plan with us. This is the this text. You see, and this water is life-giving. This water produces fruit. There are fruit trees on every side, as we'll learn later, giving off their fruit in every season. So that is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, right? It's text is meant to tell us this is what God is promising to do. First for those who are going to be baptized, but then for all of us who will renew our own trip to the waters of Siloam when we were baptized. Now the gospel is more of the same. Again, it's about water and about healing, but it's different. This one shows us, yes, there is water, but the healing, the giving of divine life, is the work of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. And so we have, as you just heard, there was a feast of the Jews. John doesn't tell us which one. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda with five porticoes. If you've ever been there, it's on the south side of Jerusalem. And the pool has been dug up. You can see it. Now it doesn't have five sides like a pentagon. It has four sides, and then a wall dividing the pool into two. We now know, since they dug it up, and we can look at it, see that. Now, but he's helpless. He can't get there. He can't come to his healing. So his healing comes to him. And Jesus heals him for 38 years of being crippled. And now there's another dimension to this. It happened to have been Shabbat. You don't heal on Shabbat. What a silly thing to say, right? Anybody sick wouldn't mind what day, would they? But that's part of John's message here. The inadequacy of what God gave the Jews as liturgy. It held them together. It helped them praise. Saints praised. I mean, look at the saints who prayed that. You see? But it's inadequate. And that's why he accents that point. Now, I have forgotten, actually, they're going to have any of the argument. No, yes, they're going to go on. Good. Tomorrow we'll have the argument between Jesus and the Pharisees about this healing. And what is Jesus going to say, basically? I can do whatever the Father tells me to do. And that's it. I will do the will of my Father, no matter what you think. Because after all, I am the eternal Son of my Father, and I'm the one who gave you Shabbat. But I didn't give it to you, so you tie it all up with rules and regulations and make yourself safe on your own activity. That's not the way. But you see, we do that, don't we? We want to make our little routine efficacious. Now, if we live by the mercy of God, like this man, he's waiting for the water, and Jesus just heals him.
That's a lesson in baptism.
Yes, we'll plunge you in water, or we'll pour water over your head, but the one who baptizes you is Jesus Christ. He's the one who baptizes you. And so, that's the lesson of the day. We should turn to the Lord and should ask Him to pray and to baptize us.